Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Welcome, everyone. I am Adrienne. You are listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne. And today we're going to be going over the our imperfect timing, whenever you do listen to this, for the Voyager Tarot cards. We're also going to be doing a little bit of a mix-up today. We're going to be bringing in the Mother Mary cards, the Isis cards, and the Sacred Repl Oracle cards as well. So we've got three Oracle cards, and then we've got the Voyager cards. So we're going to be dividing these up into three different readings. So you can kind of pick and choose as we go through, you know, which one maybe is in alignment with you that you're getting some guidance from. You may find that as we move through each of the decks that there's information that's valuable for you for where you're at in your life right now that could be speaking to you on a soul level. And it might be a little bit from all three decks. So that's perfectly cool too. So let's go ahead and just align our energy, because whenever we're working with our intuition, we really want to kind of get connected and breathe in and just align that. So let's just practice with that for a moment, because it's just a really great daily rhythm to do. So we're just going to begin by following the natural rhythm of our breath. And so just breathing into your heart and then breathing out of your heart. Breathing into your heart. And then breathing out of your heart. We do it one more time. So just breathing into your heart. And then breathing out of your heart. And you can feel like you just start to come more into your center, your nervous system relax, even just three breaths. Ideally, when you're doing that rhythmic breathing of breathing in, holding, breathing out, holding, breathing in, holding, breathing out, holding, usually to about the count of about 5.5 breaths, that's good. But when you do it for about 10 breaths, that's approximately about 3 minutes. And when you do that, it will start to create a coherence in your heart and your head. And you'll find that you're, especially if you're highly empathic, that you'll be more in your own energy field, able to pick up on your own thoughts, your own emotions, and figure out how you really feel about things and what your preference is in terms of what, you know, experiences you want to have in life. So it's really good energy on that capacity to be able to work. And so just even the breathing alone, if you just incorporated that into your meditation, that'd be great. The next thing we want to do is in our meditation is we want to call forth to our I Am presence. And so in states of consciousness, most of the time what's happening is we're just waking up, starting our day, going through our day, going to bed, waking up, same old rhythm, right? And unless you kind of qualify the energy a bit more consciously, what's happening is your unconscious is running more of the show. So your unconscious is your body wisdom, you know, it's your body energy, it's your inner child, it's your subconscious energy. It's experiences you've had in the past that have kind of programmed neuroemotional pathways that then program your body. So your body is kind of on automatic pilot. You brush your teeth, you do this, you do that, you know. So we're on automatic pilot. And then how we interact and what we go about doing our day is also kind of on automatic pilot. And it's also being kind of affected by experiences that you've had in your past because that's familiar. So when you call in your I Am presence, which is a higher state of being, to kind of take command of your day, you're literally inviting in a sense, kind of that source energy or that higher energy to come in and act through you. And you'll find that your day becomes a little bit more synchronistic, opening up to more of a miracle flow, being in that universal flow. So that's very helpful. So your unconscious is the place that most people are kind of living from. And that's why they, you know, you'll hear a lot in spiritual terms, you know, to get woke or to be awakened. And that's when you're actually starting to more consciously be in the present moment. But when you're running on automatic pilot from your unconscious, it's like you can be having a conversation, making decisions, planning a vacation, managing your finances, but still be on automatic pilot to where it's kind of like being asleep. So a big chunk of who you are is sort of laying dormant. But whenever you start to call in your I am presence or start working with higher capacities of your energy, then you're awakening your higher soul gifts. And it's a really beautiful thing. And your experiences with people, with nature, with life, all becomes more alive, more real, more in the moment, more empowering, and you start to get more out of it. And whenever we start suppressing emotions and feelings, your brain will actually start to shut down as well. And you just don't pick up on as much information. So it's sort of like you're living tunnel vision. So the soul is the part of you that kind of dwells from the heart, and it's the feeling part of you. All right. And so when you start to acknowledge your feelings, and for a lot of people, they don't feel like they really have maybe enough resources to handle some of these deeper feelings that go on for us, you know, from childhood all the way up to present moment. And so we just sort of put them at bay. We just, oh, I'll deal with that one later. Right. So we have these feelings. So sometimes we're trained not to deal with them if we have a family who's in a lot of chaos or a lot of denialism. And then society also doesn't really do a very good job usually teaching us how to manage emotions either. One of the better organizations I've seen that teaches that is HeartMath, M-A-T-H, heartmath.org. They have a lot of cool books and videos and people who are trained, and you can bring them into corporate arenas. You can bring them into your personal life. They have music, things like that. So HeartMath.org is a really good organization that teaches children emotional intelligence, adult emotional intelligence, corporations, people and community, and, you know, emotional intelligence. And again, that's another waking up thing. So when you breathe into your soul energy, I'm breathing into my heart and out of my heart, which is sort of the breathing technique we were doing a minute ago. What you're doing is you're starting to get in touch with your soul, which is the part of you actually having this human experience, that on a deeper level. And then if you want to shift your breathing, you can even breathe into the middle of your head, like a room in the middle of your head, and out the middle of your head. It's like you're expanding energy on an in-breath, and then on an out-breath, bringing it in. And that's like the Tantien breathing, right? And so you're breathing in. We have these energy centers in the head area, the heart area, and the lower abdomen area. That's another really great breathing technique. But when you're tapping into your higher self, which again, when we're doing intuitive readings, card readings, astrology readings, you want to be able to be heart-centered to where you're really governing the feelings. You want to basically kind of breathe in and clear the head, so that your intuition and your mind, the thing that runs through all the neuroemotional pathways, are also clear. And then that allows you a greater gateway then straight to your I am presence, which is above that. So it's the soul, feeling part of your body, the higher self, which is right around the sixth, seventh chakra, that part of your consciousness, which gives you great guidance, clarity, discernment, good decision-making, higher wisdom, compassion. And then you can go up to your I am presence, which is above you here, and it's the power part of you. So you got your divine love, your divine wisdom, your divine power, where spirit comes in and really starts to empower your life and go out before you and align the right people, situations, and alignment. So, and then be above that would be your cosmic Christ presence, that cosmic aspect of who you are, that Christ consciousness aspect of who you are that dwells more in source energy. So you have these four states of consciousness that are excellent to really tap into. And when you're not choosing to kind of breathe into them or connect to them, like I said, by default, we're just running the unconscious patterns. And then we die with whatever unresolved karma we have. Then we get born again. We pick up where we left off. and we do it all over. So the more conscious you become, you're literally taking your higher presence and you're descending it into your physical body. So for a lot of people spiritually, they're always wanting to ascend spiritually. They're wanting to go up. And you can tap into going up, right? But essentially, being in human form, it's all about descending your spirit into your physical body. And it raises the vibration, all the cells and the electrons of your physical body. And then from that point, your consciousness, your vibratory resonance, you're able to manifest at a much, much higher level, much higher vibrational rate. And you're bringing your whole energy field into your highest vibrational resonance, not because the foods you eat or the vitamins you take or the, you know, superfoods or the trips you take or your good deeds that you do, but you're raising your higher vibrational resonance because you're bringing your spirit into form. Right. So that's really what kind of does the trick on that. And that awakens your consciousness, awakens your feelings, it awakens all your senses, it improves the physical health of your body. But when we live so much in our unconscious, it becomes kind of a more decrepit state. So the cells of your body get less energy. You age a lot faster. You don't have brain plasticity. Your brain doesn't have as much mobility. It isn't able to think as well. Your emotional intelligence gets kind of on the low end. You're in a bad mood more often. So again, the minute you bring light into your body from above and bring it into all your cells, your whole energy field lightens up, but you're plugging in. Now, when you walk through the world, it's easier to be a living blessing to all of life, to really see things more for the truth of what's happening versus somebody cut me off in traffic, so they're just a jerk, or somebody said this to me, or somebody screwed me over with this financial situation. So instead of being in the lower vibrational, emotional frequencies of interpreting life through these lower psychic fields, right? Because your entire body is a psychic field. And so sometimes when you're working with intuitives or psychics, they're working in the lower fields. And so they might just be picking up on your emotional reaction and your thought forms and the entities and all those types of things. And so you want to watch for how, you know, you're even, you know, bringing in information from other people. So again, when you breathe in these higher states and you have a good morning meditation, a good breathing technique, and you're able to center yourself, your higher vision opens up, your higher heart opens up. And now when you're walking through the world, you're seeing more the higher truth versus the lower truth. Because I'm not discounting anybody's truth, actually, because the truth that the world sucks and we're in war and the earth is going to die on us and all these bad things are happening and you can't trust anybody, that's a truth for a lot of people. So we're not discounting that truth. It's just a lower vibrational truth based on a lot of fears. And so the more you bring this light in to your higher area here, to your heart, and then even bringing it down into your lower abdomen area, you're freeing up a lot of that space that you have been genetically born with, some of these prejudices, belief systems, thought forms that maybe aren't true at all for who you are as a spirit. So it kind of frees up. And the more you bring that light in and you free up your energy field, the more you're actually able to be a conduit of higher wisdom, higher emotional intelligence, higher divine purpose, plan, et cetera. But you'll be able to have a more positive influence on others. You'll be able to see the truth for what it actually is at a higher level. Your life will just be way more peaceful, way more pleasant, way more aligned, and you'll just enjoy things better. So why not, right? If you're going to be here, you might as well give yourself the best advantage possible to really be able to enjoy your life for the all that is, and to be able to access that energy. So when you start getting in touch with your feelings and your higher self and your I Am presence, you're also tapping into ascended masters and star beings and angels and all these other dimensional beings that we can tap into that do have a very positive effect on us. It's like we're co-creating in this world. We're not alone in it, which is a really good thing, because that would be kind of sad to be just totally alone here, right? So it's nice that we do have other beings that we can interact with. Like, we love our pets. They're a different dimensional being. We love our plants. That's a different dimensional consciousness. Same thing with angels, or the same thing with ascended masters, or the same thing with star beings, planetary beings, cosmic avatars, galactic councils. These are your different tribes of light that you can work with. And we're all kind of in this together. It's just different levels of dimension of how we're interacting on that level. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment, and we will go into the card readings as we have centered ourselves. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. We have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to like really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Have you ever asked yourself, I thought I resolved that issue? I'm Dr. Kathy Charkaloff, author of Finding My Way Home to Who I Really Am. And I'm here to remind you that you deserve a future filled with happiness designed exclusively by you. Each chapter will guide you through the steps of rediscovering and valuing yourself for a meaningful life. Get it now on Amazon or my website, lifeesteem.com. That's lifeesteem.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Okay, welcome back. All right. So with the whole conversation of the states of consciousness and how it sort of affects our intuition, we're going to start going into the card readings now and taking a look at that. So the first deck we're going to be reading from is going to be the Voyager cards, three Voyager cards, one Isis Oracle card, and it is tied to the gemstone of a tourmaline crystal, right? So just notice if how this one feels to you. Voyager cards, Isis Oracle, tourmaline crystal. And just notice how you feel in your body. Does that one light up? Like one way is like it either lights up or it doesn't. Or does it give you a green light or a red light? Does it feel expanded in your energy field or contracted? Does your heart open up or does it kind of just become neutral or tense? So that's one way of kind of tuning in. Even if you're trying to pick fruit at the grocery store, or you're trying to decide a movie you're going to watch, or if you should go hang out with this person, just sort of kind of talking this all through, because these are just different ways that you can tune into your body's wisdom to feel if something feels good or not. Okay, so that's the first deck. The second one is going to be, again, three Voyager cards. It's going to be the Mother Mary Oracle and the Rose Quartz. Okay, so that's the second reading we're going to be doing. And the third one is going to be three Voyager cards, the Sacred Rebel Oracle card, and Malachite Stone. Okay, so you can kind of tune into that just for a moment there. And I'm going to start with the Oracle card for the Isis energy. Actually, we're going to go with the Voyager card. So we'll do that first. Okay. So again, tourmaline crystal. It's actually quite beautiful. Tourmaline crystal has all these little tourmaline shards in it. So that's kind of holding energy for this one. And we're going with the Isis card. So that'll be our first card we're basically reading from here. And it is the High Priestess, Mysteries Revealed in the Eyes of Isis. Comes with this nice little book. And we're just calling into, again, now that we've kind of cleared our energy field, we actually want to call in to the Ascended Master, the Goddess Energy of Isis. She may not be necessarily in our culture, but she is an Ascended Master. She's one of the original beings who really helped to call in to that divine feminine. So she's one of the beings, as well as Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, the Hathors, Isis. Anyway, there's certain beings throughout time in different cultures who have really held that divine feminine principle, and Isis is one of them. And she's coming more out of the Egyptian time frame. So coming out of the Egyptian energy. So anybody who's had past lives in Egypt might notice her energy. Okay, so here's the Isis card. Mysteries revealed in the eyes of Isis. Currently, you're being offered assistance in unveiling your divine destiny. You will be shown your purpose in a broader and more meaningful way than ever before. You can expect to have many aha moments when your life experiences and journeys suddenly make sense from a bigger perspective, helping you understand how everything that you have gone through has brought you to where you are today, which in turn helps you to trust even more of where you are being led. You are guided to trust in the reveal, whether it seems preposterously magnificent and you have no idea how it could possibly all happen, or whether it seems not nearly grand enough as yet. In your time, with your patience and willingness to trust in the unfoldment of your life, you will realize the inherent beauty, perfection, and sublime loveliness of your life unfolding, and that your purpose and destiny are truly exquisite. You will feel even more joy and peace and trust within you, growing into the serenity of the High Priestess, who accepts all with a wisdom born of great insight and understanding rather than being passive. She is actively surrendered in absolute trust and higher wisdom. So just breathing in. This oracle is also an indication that if something completely unfathomable, bizarre, or strange is happening right now, provided you feel love in your heart, trust it. It is the hand of the divine guiding you, and you just don't know enough of what is happening in the bigger picture yet to make sense of the situation, but you will in time, and possibly much sooner than you realize. So this High Priestess card, right, dealing with this to begin to open up this particular part of our reading today, is tapping into your higher self. So the High Priestess deals with the energy of the archetype of your higher self. And so it feels like one of the key things here for sure is just going into a higher level of trusting in a divine plan, a divine purpose, where you're headed, what you're doing. And, you know, I think that on an inner child level, sometimes people may feel from that inner child part of them that they're kind of either a bit alone in life, or that things are happening out of their control, or that they may not have all the support that they really want. And a lot of things, these are perceptions based on your childhood and how you were raised and how your parents felt and how your grandparents felt going all the way back. And there may have been a famine, there may have been a plague, there may have been things happen going centuries back in your lineage where those particular people had some major experiences that chemically got triggered in their body. Hormones, thought forms, neuroemotional pathways, then they're going to raise their children with that same impression. And that impression, kind of like a miasm, a shadow, gets passed down in utero through each generation. So right now, I think with all the light on the planet, we really have an opportunity to kind of break free of some of those really old stereotypes and belief systems and thought forms and cording and generational entities that have come with us. And we're able to kind of break free of that energy now. And so that's something that keeping in mind, there's kind of light at the end of the tunnel, hope that's going on here. And with this Isis card, trusting your higher self. So again, you want to align it with your heart that if opportunities are coming your way and things are aligning, to be open to possibilities, a realm of possibilities outside your normal stereotypical kind of rut sort of daily life routine. And if it feels good to the heart, go for it. Maybe it's a new car. Maybe it's someplace you're going to live. Maybe it's a new relationship or friendship or a business opportunity. So if it feels good to the heart, go for it. And keep in mind that sometimes when we meet unfamiliar things, it may feel like we are, that it might be unnerving at first because your inner child, your unconscious isn't sure about it. So if you breathe into your heart and you actually feel good, even though your mind gets triggered, worried, or scared, you may want to trust your heart instead. And one thing I have found that really helps if we do get afraid and we have to go into an energy of trust, but we don't have a lot of trust built up in our nervous system, is to call into our I Am presence, this bigger part of you, which is like a bigger parent. It's like a godparent for you. It's like the best parent you could have, which we did a whole series on that with Raji Kabli. So you can check that out. And just breathing into the energy, and you call in your presence to come into the middle, that room in the middle of your head, and just greeting it there. And then breathing your I Am presence down into your heart, like this beautiful being of light. And you just allow it to give you a hug. That's really almost one of the first things you want to do, is just allow it to give you a hug and feel held, taken care of, supported, seen, acknowledged, heard, understood. And your presence does do that for you. So it's like the best parent, the best archetype, the best authority figure, the best divine being that you could have. And just to go ahead and call that in. So that will immediately kind of bring you to a place of peace when you go to bed at night, if you're scared or upset, if you're going into a meeting, if you're traveling, when you wake up in the morning. So it's a good place to kind of start on that energy. Okay, so to complement that energy, we are looking at the energy in the Voyager cards now of the Priestess, which again, we've got the High Priestess with the Isis card. Complementing that in the Voyager cards is the High Priestess of this deck as well. So it's like a double doozy of the High Priestess to know that you are being led and guided. Your higher self, the higher divine plan is guiding you right now. There are things being opened up into your path and aligned for you that your humanness wouldn't necessarily know how to do. It's like your life could be even better than you could have imagined possible. All you got to do is walk into it with an open heart. So the High Priestess does know the higher vision. She is working with you, taking the time to center yourself, to sit with you, to listen to higher guidance, to a higher vision is very, very helpful. Okay, to complement that energy is the energy of harmony, Eight of Wands. Wands are in the spirit body, and harmony is great. I really like harmony because it deals with there is actually a ray of harmony that comes in from the universal rays. So the ray of harmony is like a rainbow ray. And what it does is it comes down through your energy field with the rainbow ray, which is all the rays of creation, and it starts to harmonize your energy field. So when you start to call in, I'm calling in the ray of harmony to bless my day. I'm calling in the ray of harmony around my finances. I'm calling around the ray of harmony around my health, well-being, all my cells and electrons in my body. I'm calling in the ray of harmony around this relationship issue or something you're wanting to create or a trip I'm going to take. So the ray of harmony is really a great ray to practice with. And so the priestess energy is saying, hey, we do have a higher plan here. Your higher self is connected to it. It is aware of it. And it's a very harmonious plan for your life. And it's going to help you on a spirit level to start harmonizing your energy in the right direction and to begin raising the vibration around that. And then the third card, to kind of bring that full circle, is the energy Ten of Crystals. And the Ten of Crystals is all about, it's the card of delusion. So it's where your mind, the priestess brings in all this amazing clarity in your head. Harmony is going to harmonize your spirit and your emotional body, your heart, and you're going to be moving through the delusions in your life that no longer serve you. So you'll see in this card, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. All these delusions are what you're letting go of now. Other people's opinions, other people's thoughts, family lineage patterns, entities, elemental life force energies, discarnates, all these type things that sometimes have an influence on us. You're letting go of the disillusionment and you're coming into a state of seeing the truth, seeing the path that's in your best alignment at this point. So we are going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment and we'll go into our next card reading.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's DENEE.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Okay, welcome back. All right, we are now going into our second card reading for this energy. Keep it in mind, no matter when you are in this, listening to this reading, that it's always in perfect time. So if you're listening to it from a year from now or when it actually airs live, either way, we've kind of designed it to be in harmonious perfection and divine right of time, divine right alignment for the energy of the listener at that moment. And those particular beings, whether it's Isis, Mary Magdalene, the Rebel cards, the Voyager cards, all these different beings are working with us and supporting us, and different angels as well. So with this reading, we're working with the energy of the rose quartz. Again, it puts out an amazing energy. This is really more of a heart-centered energy that's coming in and blessing your energy fields. We're just sending that vibration your way. And again, we just want to kind of clear the energy. So let's just breathe into our heart. I'm breathing out of our heart. I'm breathing into our heart to the count of five and a half. Holding. I'm breathing out, five and a half. And you want to start to really kind of breathe deep into the abdomen. It's just better for your health all the way around, better for your consciousness. So I'm breathing into my heart, but really dropping your breath down low. And then breathing out of the heart. Hearing the energy. And for this one, they're wanting to call in the violet transmuting flame. So the violet transmuting flame is also a ray of creation. It happens to deal with the first chakra, deals with transmutation of energy. And so whatever's coming up in this particular card reading, the violet transmuting flame is coming in. So in the other ray, the ray of harmony was coming in. And so again, it's a ray of creation. It's one of the higher chakras actually for the ray of harmony. And this one's coming in ray of harmony with the Isis card. With this one, they're calling in the violet transmuting flame. So they're really wanting to help clear our emotional body. So the violet transmuting flame helps to clear negativity, fear, discord, human effluvia. Thoughts, emotions, particularly emotions that get gathered around us. And you really want to keep those clear. So for instance, when I clean my house, I always call in the violet transmuting flame as well as any kind of dusting, vacuuming, cleaning I'm doing. I'm calling in the violet transmuting flame and the violet flame angels to kind of help clear the energy as well. So I just want you to feel this energy. So Saint Germain governs the violet transmuting flame as an ascended master. Okay, so Saint Germain, violet transmuting flame. And Lady Portia is the female counterpoint of that flame. So we can call in Lady Portia. And we're going to call in to Archangel Zadkiel, who is the archangel for that particular ray, and the violet flame angels. So Archangel Zadkiel, because some people relate to ascended masters, some people like the angels. And then the third being that governs a ray of creation is an Elohim angel. So it's the Elohim of the violet ray of transmutation. So we got an Elohim angel, we've got the archangels, we've got the ascended master, Saint Germain, Lady Portia, all coming in and just noticing your energy field as we call them in. And you want to imagine like this violet flame just coming through your entire body and just enfolding your energy field, your astral realm, your aura. I'm the all-consuming violet transmuting flame, clearing my energy field, clearing my space, my emotions, my thoughts, clearing my energy. And this is also a really good one if you are highly empathic to other people to ask the violet transmuting flame and the energy of your higher self or your soul to clear any emotions, feelings, thought forms, belief systems, projections, cording that are not yours to be cleared out of your energy field. So even just making the request, which again, let's do that now together, just asking the violet transmuting flame with the presence of my soul, releasing any thought forms, emotions, feelings, belief systems, cording projections out of my energy field that no longer serve me or that don't belong to me to be instantly transmuted, released, and sent back to wherever they come from or onto their natural evolutionary path. And it's kind of a cool feeling because you can sometimes immediately feel your body get a little lighter. You might sit a little straighter. Your head might get more clear. Your heart might feel more open. But the minute you get some stuff off of your energy field, it will immediately start to open up. And so usually I would say within the first 3 to 5 minutes of making that request, you might just start to feel a little lighter and better. And that's an indicator that you probably are tapping into other people's energy fields. Like I immediately felt lighter and better. Right now, I'm kind of working on some family things and helping out there. And so I'm probably just a little bit more susceptible to that right this moment. So the minute I lift it off of me, all of a sudden some anxiety, some pressure, some energy just lifts right off, and it's a nicer feeling. And I feel more clear to go about my day now, more in my own energy field. So that can be a good feeling. All right. So now we'll go into the cards. And this is the Mother Mary Oracle deck. Super, super sweet deck. It feels really good. It's very heart-centered. The Isis deck, the Isis Oracle deck is, I feel, a little bit more mental. It comes in a little bit more through the higher self. There's more command, more authority, more force with her energy. Just like a strong authority figure that just makes stuff happen, gets stuff done, and tells you the way it's going to be. With the Mother Mary Oracle, if you like this energy, it's kind of a softer, gentler energy. It's a little bit more heart-centered. So it just depends on how you relate. I do like having both decks because they're both pretty valuable. And I find a lot of times they correlate with one another when I'm doing readings for myself or other people. Okay, so with the Mother Mary Oracle, it is Our Lady who sends the angels. Wow, that's really nice. I've never had this card before. So Our Lady who sends the angels. Angelic energy is beneficial in so many ways. It even works if you don't believe in angels. These heavenly helpers provide us with assistance whenever we pray to the forces that love us unconditionally. The Holy Mother has a special connection with angelic forces. She is sometimes known as the Queen of Angels. Her life was blessed by angelic interventions, which marked new times in her life. She was forewarned of challenges that were coming, but that would ultimately become the pathways for her to truly serve the world and fulfill a divine destiny that continues to assist millions of human souls in finding spiritual liberation and peace. The Oracle of Our Lady who sends the angels comes with these messages for you. Your sense of angelic energy around you is absolutely accurate and correct, and you are asked to trust in these beings and continue to pray for their assistance, protection, and intervention. Also, you are being asked to call upon angelic energies using the healing process for this oracle, if you wish, for assistance in your life right now. Because there are certain circumstances that will heal more swiftly with angelic help, the Holy Mother would like these circumstances in your life to heal so that you can continue to serve and help others. She wants to help you by sending her angels to you, but you must remember to use your free will to ask on a regular basis. So just breathing in, noticing that energy of her life energy coming in, calling in the energy, the sacred white fire and angelic wings coming in and around you, calling into your angelic presence. All right. Now with these particular cards, we're looking at, as you're calling in this angelic assistance, that you're stepping into your own mastery. This is Sage of Worlds. It's literally in your physical world where you're opening up to be able to create a divine mastery in your life. And what's going to help you with this is your angels and your angelic connections are helping you with your own divine mastery and illumination in this moment and in this lifetime. To support you in your mastery is the card of the moon. And the moon is all about listening to the unconscious, working through the energy, trusting your intuition, trusting the guidance you're getting. Particularly the moon is relating to your feeling body, trusting your feelings, because that's how a lot of the angels work with you, is through the heart and through the feelings. So trusting your feelings and how it's connected to the angels. And then the third element is Ace of Crystals, brilliance. And it's all about new insights, new information, new ways of perceiving the world, new ways of perceiving yourself, where you're now going to get the opportunity to have new ideas and opportunities come to you, and that your mental body will be able to see it and bring it into creation. All right. So that is our second reading. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to do our third reading.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Welcome back. I am Adrienne. You're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you want to check out more of what I do personal readings with people, one-on-one readings. I also do quests two or three times a year that are virtual. And I do a soul blueprint with people and help people with their angels or intuitions. You can check that out at mywildmagic.com. Again, that is mywildmagic.com. Okay, so now for our third reading, we're going to be working, it's the stone of malachite, which is this beautiful green stone. It's one of my favorite stones, actually, is malachite, and really works very, very well. I find it to be very grounding and also very expansive sort of at the same time. So malachite, very healing energy there. Okay, so the third deck, we're going to be using the oracle cards of the sacred oracle, the sacred rebels. And so this is that energy. And interesting enough, I think Alana Fairchild is the author of all three of the cards we've used, the Isis, the Mother Mary cards, as well as the Sacred Oracles. Yes, she is the author of all three of those, if you're looking for them for your own personal purpose. All right, so this is a very lovely card. This is Be the Hunter, Not the Hunted. So this is the oracle for this card. And this deals a little bit more with the rebel card. And we're working a little bit with the animal medicine on this one. And just kind of opening up to that energy for a minute. So do you feel you are at the beck and call of circumstances, situations, and relationships that are outside of your control? Is your attention being called away from what you love, from your passionate focus upon your own journey and creative self-expression? Are you feeling roped into becoming a support, tonic, savior, and heal all for others. There is a big difference between healthy supportiveness in a relationship, which includes healthy self-support, and ignoring your own journey out of misplaced guilt, shame, unworthiness, or the belief that the needs of others are more important than your own. That is not compromise. That is unhealthy and neglectful of yourself. You're being asked to see through the assumptions, expectations, tantrums, or manipulations that may be put upon you by yourself or others. See through them to the truth. You can only sidestep. Change your response to or choose to release that which you can recognize. This oracle brings you some important news. You're capable of seeing the truth, outsmarting old patterns, and responding more creatively to craft new and improved relationships. You don't have to be drawn into the dramas of others or the suffering of repetitive struggles. You can become still and intent with a willingness to see the truth in doing so. You will be open to being shown another way through the inner wisdom of your heart or a flash of insight from some great universal mind that penetrates your own awareness. This oracle also brings you particular guidance that there is a message coming your way. This message will be important to you, and you are not to paint it as anything more or less than what it is. Sit with your heart, take your time. Even if there is a deadline for your answer, you will be able to bend and stretch time so that in your relaxation, you can feel for what your truth is in the situation at hand and respond appropriately. The more honest your response without the need to be aggressive or apologetic, the more energy you will be unleashing from unhealthy patterns and into the fresh new course your life now wants to take. Sounds pretty good. So this is a powerful time for you. No matter how seemingly small or how apparently dramatic events around you appear to be, know that you are stepping into a new phase of empowerment. From that place, a new freedom and self-love will emerge. Mother Nature offers you the wisdom medicine of the owl, the ability to hear what is not spoken and see what is hidden in darkness. Trust what you feel beyond appearances. The power and magic of the owl is working with you, and Mother Nature is by your side, assisting you in navigating the current life transition into a new way of being. So pretty cool energy. So using that owl medicine, which is also very related, it was also a big energy on the unconscious card of the last deck, the moon card. The owl tends to represent the nighttime, the unconscious, and the feeling body. Okay, so moving through these particular energies, it feels like the first card we're looking at is sorrow, Six of Cups. So we're actually moving through the emotions, deep emotions that may be coming up to heal. There could be some grief, letting go of old aspects of yourself, your own identity. Sometimes we project that out onto other people, but I really think at this point, we're letting go of aspects of ourself and different ways of life that we've outgrown. And so it's good to let go and to kind of trust the process. The next card here is Synergy, Six of Worlds, where in the trust, you actually have synergy in relationships with other people and connection to all things, where you have synergy. Particularly what we noticed in the last deck is with the angels, calling them in and asking for support and help. And in the third deck, the third reading we are looking at is the Inventor, Man of Crystal. So it's in your mental mind where you're going to see yourself more truly. You're going to access your inner geniusness. You're going to access new ways of being in the world that really are quite supportive for you now, and ways that are going to work better than they have in the past. So new opportunities, et cetera. So that completes our card spread for perfect timing when you are listening to this, whatever your perfect timing is. And I hope you check out more of what I have to offer on mywildmagic.com. And thank you for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
www.thecreativeoutlet.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.